Spirit Catholic Radio, KVSS. We are Catholic Radio for the Christian community. Good morning. Welcome to Spirit Mornings with Bruce McGregor at home and Chris McGregor in Rome. And Chris has handed off her phone, and we are delighted to have with us Kimberly Hahn. Kimberly, good morning, or good afternoon, I guess, in Rome, and welcome to our program.
Right. Yes, buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Kimberly, gosh, I guess the first question I've been asking all of the pilgrims we've been talking to is, how's the pilgrimage going? And obviously, everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit, and things just have to be fabulous there.
It is amazing. It is amazing, and so much on my heart. This morning, we just heard a marvelous homily about how the Lord very quickly through the early church established authority through the apostles and then those they ordained, both in terms of priests and deacons. And to be here in the very heart of the church is just a longing of my heart that every Christian could come and just connect deeply here. It's an amazing privilege to be here.
Kimberly, I think one of the things in talking to some of the other people that have really impressed them and deeply affected them is the fact that in addition to this being the eternal city, this really is the city of saints. When we talk about the communion of saints, so many of the shrines and cathedrals, churches, and everything are dedicated to many of these holy men and women who gave their lives so that the word of Christ would spread forth through the world.
Yes, and in fact, I think there's a deeper awareness for me here than most places how connected I am to these men and women who lived centuries and centuries ago. And the fact that I have the privilege of being introduced to Jesus is directly connected to those who gave themselves really all the way to the end, to the death, in the Colosseum and in the circuses and in the tremendous physical challenges of persecution and torture and death. That we have the faith passed on through the blood of the martyrs is just absolutely amazing. And it's certainly a call to not only the small little inconveniences of a pilgrimage, but even more to just give more deeply of our whole lives to the Lord, so that we also will be these faithful witnesses to those around us, to our children, to our grandchildren, and to the generations yet to come.
Right. I mean, this really is something that deeply becomes a part of your soul and your spirit. And when you leave, I mean, you really feel like, you know, maybe you've joined the core of apostles and you can get out of there and you really want to go forth and just speak about everything that you've encountered and just show people the love of our Lord.
Oh, it's so true. You really do. You feel very much called to be witnesses. And especially this week as we prayed this novena preparing for Pentecost, you know, it's just an amazing gathering together and then knowing that he'll scatter us like seed to the wind and may he produce great fruit through us. That's certainly one of our prayers.
Absolutely. Kimberly, Chris has mentioned to me that we want to give homage, of course, to our Blessed Mother, to Mary. Mm-hmm. And she had been talking about the fact that as she's going through watching everything, that there are encounters with Mary that you have everywhere, that in Rome and around there, as she put it, Mary is everywhere.
Yes. You know, it's amazing because, of course, Mary never came to Rome. And yet, not only is she honored in every church in which we go, and then, of course, today we'll be at St. Mary Major, a church dedicated to her. But in addition, there are little niches and statues and paintings literally on the outside of the buildings all throughout Rome. You can't go down a couple of blocks and not see some image of Our Lady. And you just come to a deeper understanding, I think, of how much in welcoming Christ into our hearts, he wants us to make a home for her to be welcome as well. And as always, true and deep love for his mother is always going to be a way of her beckoning to us to come closer to her son. Mm-hmm. She presents him to us, she leads us to him, and calls us to really imitate her in her fiat, in her total commitment to her son.
And I just want to share a little special story here. I think Chris and I have shared this with our listeners before, but when Chris was pregnant with our third child, which would be our son Michael, who ended up being autistic, just a few weeks after we found out that she was pregnant, we consecrated him to Mary. And when Chris was leaving for Rome, she was kind of asking each of us, well, if I pick up something there, you know, what would you like me to get? And Michael looked at her and he goes, Mom, he said, I would like a rosary, a silver rosary. And yeah, we were just so deeply moved by that. And I'm just kind of speechless about it at this point. But Mary is so important to him, even within his autism, that the one thing that he thought of from Rome was asking for a silver rosary.
That's beautiful. Sure is.
Well, Kimberly, we want to thank you so much for spending time with us. I know everyone is bussing here and trucking there. So thanks again for sharing with us. Thanks again for sharing with all the pilgrims over there. And I heard you're a marvelous cantor as well.
Oh, it's such a joy to sing in these churches. It's amazing. They're definitely built to not need microphones, and you can just let the sound soar. And then certainly our spirits are soaring here. It's a great privilege to be on Pilgrimage Together. Thank you for sharing your wife with us.
Oh, absolutely. Kimberly, thanks so much. We deeply appreciate it. And God's blessings and the grace of the Holy Spirit upon everyone there in Rome.
Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you and all your listeners as well.